Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of Women's Wisdom Through the Ages. And this one is going to be quite different today. So my name is Catherine Jay, and the overall concept of this is about that women think differently through the ages, and also not only the ages over in generations, the who are alive now. But I'd never really thought about it before, about looking at the past and looking at wisdom of women through the past, which is just awesome. And whereas the Women's Wisdom Through the Ages podcast in series one was more so about me chatting with different people of different ages and looking at different issues in society, and we were brainstorming how we could overcome and looking at the women and then the organisation that they're in charge of. So that was quite particular in series one. Series two, who knows what will come up. So sometimes I might have guests, sometimes it might just be me. And this is just a photo in the background, but I really like it. So this could be the new background for this season. We'll see. Okay. So we are at the moment when this is being recorded, it's the 14th of September in 2021, and I'm in Sydney. And it's during one of the strictest lockdowns in a Western country in the world, if not the strictest. And so it's a really interesting time. So historically, I think people have always wanted a savior. And I would say that's even one of the reasons why, you know, even the Marvel comics or the characters of superheroes are so popular. And obviously, if you are a person of faith, then you would be looking at, for example, Moses was the great deliverer with the evil Pharaoh in Egypt. And that's actually the story I want to be looking at today and looking at the role of women in that, which I'd never looked at before. But just this week, it's been really quite exciting to check it out. So basically, set your mind back. We're looking at Egypt, we're looking at an evil pharaoh. So it's not long after Joseph had just saved everybody through the 7 years of plenty and then the 7 years of famine. And then he became basically the person who was in charge of all of the resources in Egypt and keeping people safe and fed. So a new king arose who didn't know Joseph. And the Hebrews in particular were dealt so harshly. And probably especially at Easter, there's a movie with Charlton Heston called The Ten Commandments. I'm sure it's in that movie and many other movies. Another one which I love is The Prince of Egypt, which is an animated movie. And one of my favourite songs is I Believe in Miracles from that movie. I don't know if that's the actual name of it. But as I was reading, this was yesterday actually, it says that the Hebrews were strong. And so even though they were being dealt so harshly, they were the slaves in Egypt. But the Pharaoh thought that because there were so many of them that they would take over. And so straight away he's got twisted thinking. Like all these people that are so concerned about just basic survival, if you've ever been in crisis and living day to day and in survival, it's pretty rare that you can hold on to any hope. So that's one of the things that we do through the different projects under Imagineering for a Better World. It's all about bringing hope. Okay, so when we look at this, we know that the Pharaoh was dealing harshly with the Hebrews. And then he ordered, because he'd heard of the prophecy that there was going to be a deliverer that was going to be rescuing the Hebrews. And so He'd ordered the midwives to murder all of the sons as they were being born. But these women, these amazing midwives, it didn't say they were Hebrews, they were midwives. It didn't say what religion they were. There were so many religions back then, but they feared the Lord. Who is the Lord? The God of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob. And then they became wise as serpents and soft as doves. And Jesus tells us that in the times where there's sheep, especially in wolves in sheep's clothing, that we are called to be wise as serpents and soft as doves. And so the Hebrew women, they reported back to Pharaoh, because they didn't want to kill. They feared the Lord. They didn't dare kill any of the Hebrew sons as they were being born. So they came up with the idea to tell Pharaoh, oh, the Hebrew women are so strong. We don't even need to kill them because they've already had the children before we were even there. So they didn't call us, which is just amazing. So to me, it's a confirmation of the scripture. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So they were being wise. And as I'm considering these things, obviously the enemy has got twisted thinking. They're thinking that other people are thinking all these things when actually they're not. But it's about the fear of the Lord, which is just so wonderful. And then that leads to wisdom of how to get out of these unbearable situations. So I'm partly sharing this to encourage people. If you are being told to do things that you know is wrong, be wise, seek God, fear the Lord, and there will be wisdom. The second one is from today. So that was from Exodus 1. The second one from today is actually from Exodus 2, and it was when Moses was born that they knew that they were killing all the, not only the boys, the Pharaoh was ordering the midwives who were not actually murdering the newborn sons as they were being born, as I just mentioned. But then they said, okay, kill all the boys under 2 years old. And so when we have Moses, who became the ultimate deliverer, who is the prince of Egypt in that movie that I was telling you about, that his mum, she nursed him for the first 3 months, and then it was like they couldn't hide him anymore. Can you imagine a 3-month-old is going to be crying, is going to be noisy? And so what they did was they put him in a little basket into the Nile, and they put an ark of bulrushes, and then they put asphalt and pitch, which I think is just really wise. So it's just to, you know, put it all together and to make sure he didn't drown. So it was, so he was floating in a basket. Then even what, you know, as wise that his sister, who I believe is Miriam, that Miriam watched to see where he was going. And then when the Pharaoh's daughter, when she actually picks up the baby, who we know is Cleopatra, I believe, and that's from the movie, not necessarily from the Bible there. But when the Pharaoh's daughter picks up this, you know, beautiful baby, and they said he was beautiful, that Miriam was there, and she says, shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women? Because he had a Hebrew rug with him. And so then she gets to go and get his real mum, Moses's mum, to nurse him. And, I mean, even just the favour that was on that young girl, the sister of Moses, to even have the guts, the bravery, to the boldness to actually speak to the daughter of Pharaoh. So that in itself is just amazing. So sometimes we're taught that women are weak, that, you know, all of these things, and we look at the great men of the Bible, but I'd like us to just consider, as we're going through Women's Wisdom for the Ages, wow. So we know that we are in need of deliverance right now. And it doesn't matter, you know, like obviously mainstream narrative says it's this epidemic that's killing so many people. We've only had not so many, I think maybe 1,200 in Australia, which is sad, but it's a lot less than normally by of the normal flu any year. So, and thank God for that. That it's just amazing. But then obviously we've, you know, mentioned that we're under one of the strictest lockdowns and lots of things happening. So we're going to be doing videos on that. However, this is about women's wisdom through the ages. So it's just these seemingly tiny little things of choosing to do the right thing, choosing to fear the Lord, choosing to be wise. What can be our part that we can bring freedom, that we can bring justice in the world that we live in? So thanks so much for watching. My name's Catherine Jay, and the Women's Wisdom Through the Ages is actually part of the Imagineering to a Better World project. So I'm the CEO and founder, of the social enterprise Imagineering. So the words imagine plus engineering, Imagineering to a better world with the number two. You can check us out on our website at IM for the first two letters of Imagineering, the number two dot TV, IM2.TV. You can join up to our newsletter. We have different chat, and on the homepage of the of our website, you can see the different links, for example, to the different video channels, obviously this one being the podcast. We also have blogs, and we have various books also for sale and things. And it's always about bringing truth, bringing hope and freedom. So thanks so much for watching. And remember, we can change the world one day at a time, one person at a time, one decision at a time.